The morning's almost over, but not before a second cup of the morning blend. Here's David and Brenda.
Wonderful morning for a second cup. Clouds fill the sky a little bit. It seems like this has been a common occurrence, David. When we get here real early, we got blue skies, and then slowly over the morning, the clouds fill in, and then off they go.
I was looking at satellite, and the only clouds right now were just right at the very north. Every other part of the state, totally clear.
Well, don't fear that they say and assure us that those clouds are definitely going to be burning off, bringing us a really wonderful day. Now, we did get a little cloud cover over the weekend. It kept temperatures pretty cool. It was really wonderful, I think, for the 18 Knights of Columbus who came to Mater Dei Radio.
Big hand.
A big round of applause, absolutely, here we go. Here's a better one.
There you go.
Yeah, thank you for that. They came and really took care of the grounds here at Mater Dei Radio. You know, those heavy rains we all experienced, and then the snow, took a toll on our landscaping.
Oh, yes.
And Best Buy in town delivered the ground cover, and then the Knights were here on Saturday and, like, it got it all spread beautifully, cleaned up the back where everything was dumped. There's not a trace of anything.
It's gorgeous.
Where it all was. And so we cannot thank those wonderful Knights. And, of course, West Side Masonry, the Peterson brothers, were there to oversee it. You know, they were out earlier, from that big snow.
Mm-hmm.
That tree came down, and they repaired the retaining wall because the tree had broken it. So, boy. Thank you.
And there were other branches lying around. And I mean, that snow, that late snow, had took its toll on lots of folks' landscape and trees in the area. But yeah, they just did a fantastic job. When I drove up this morning and saw it, it's just like, wow, that is impressive. So thank you so much to the Knights and the Petersons and everyone who chipped in, because Best Buy in town. It looks beautiful.
It does. We cannot, again, thank you enough. We hope we kept you fed and hydrated, so that way all of your strength was able to finish the job well. Now, David, I have a question. Have you ever been to a fundraising event that the Knights have thrown? I mean, a simple Sunday breakfast or any of the other things?
Definitely the Sunday breakfast.
They do those things. Now, these are monies that they raise, and it's part of the State Charities Fund. It was founded in 1980, and it's a way for then the State Knights to collect some of these funds, and then, from all of them, kind of gather up this fund and then able to donate the funds to some really wonderful organizations. And so I actually had an opportunity to see Ron Boyce up here last week, and we talked a little bit about it, and he gave us a report of what they did. This is incredible.
Yeah.
Especially all that this country has been through with the Dobbs case and the violence. But the Knights of Columbus, steadfast in the work they do, they gave nearly $60,000 last year for their ultrasound initiative.
Yeah,
and these aren't going in any other way, but they are using this money to purchase ultrasound machines to crisis pregnancy centers, to these centers who help women in find themselves in circumstances where they are pregnant and they need resources. They go to these centers and they use these machines to help women stay healthy during their pregnancies. It's a wonderful initiative.
Mm-hmm.
And so I thought that's just kind of one of those. The other place where some funds are also given comes from their Pennies from Heaven's Fund, Food for Families. We know that during the pandemic, the Knights were there masked up handing out food. Remember that?
Well,
even Archbishop Sample joined them in the line.
Yeah, not only that, remember the wildfires and how much they helped during the wildfires, particularly down in Marion County area, out in the Lyons and the Gates area, Detroit Lake in that area, and all the people who were displaced by homes down there because of the fires. I mean, they did an incredible effort down there.
Yeah, so they, again, this organization, Fraternal Organization of Men, to come together in really strong, numbers to be able to help those in need. You know, some of these other areas, too, is they support seminarians.
Yeah.
Right? They support Magdalene House in Medford, Rachel's Pregnancy Center, What about Father Taft Homes?
Yep.
That's another one. You know, they have that big car show over the weekend that helps support mm-hmm. the Father Taft Homes. So it's just great to know that we have this organization. And if, you know, young men, and they'll take them 18 years and older.
That's it.
Join now. You know, it is just a benefit for so many people that rely on kind of the funds and the work that the Knights do.
Thank you, Knights of Columbus.
Hope you enjoyed today's Second Cup.